Hey, let's recap the McCook City Council meeting on the first of a couple of nights here in the month of November. Let's start first. Announcements and recognitions. Anything there?
We had just asked that Jesse report in on the West 5th project. It looks like it's wrapping up. It was a really interesting project, and they did some tests. They got them all passed, so within the next few days, you should see that thing closing up, and they'll pour a little concrete. You'll have to stay off it for a little bit, but it was a very interesting project, and it really saved on tearing the whole street up. So I think it went successful, and maybe we'll use the process again.
Projects like that, the guys do their job. You got to work around them. Few detours, but everything worked pretty smooth, didn't it?
Yep. No, and I appreciate everybody being patient.
You bet. Anything else in announcements, recognitions?
No.
We have a pool committee meeting tonight at 6. So
tonight.
Yep.
Tonight, a lot of talk in that, huh?
Yep, over at the council chambers.
All right. You had a presentation, Kyle McCauley of Lamp Reinerson, regarding the pool survey and other pool-related items. And previews tonight, I guess, right? A little bit.
Yeah, we'd asked if he could come in anticipation, I guess, of the pool committee meeting, but maybe even more importantly, just to kind of go through and review the survey results. And it was a fairly quick review. He had met with the pool committee probably about a week ago or 2 weeks ago now, kind of went through a couple of different things. The questions were fairly general. I think there'll be a second survey that's going to come out that's going to try to maybe tighten some of it up. A lot of the things that were being asked were just very basic questions. Where do you want to see the pool located? Do you prefer to see it in town? Do you prefer to see it out of town? The preference was definitely to have it in town. There are questions as far as what people use the swimming pool for, what's their primary reasons for going to the swimming pool. And that would be the public pool, and the majority of people said for leisure activities as opposed to other items, which would make sense because you're talking about summertime and people, you know, and children trying to get away and just have fun and relax. And then there were some discussions regarding some of the amenities that people would like to see. And like I said, it was just a very basic discussion. Some of them were more leisure related. So there was a lazy river. There was discussion regarding zero entry. There was discussions regarding water slides. Those were the items, I think, that were the primaries. And then there were some discussions, too, as far as, you know, how do you like the new swimming pool or the current swimming pool location? Is there another place in town that you'd prefer to see it? You know, are you thinking outdoor pool? Are you thinking indoor pool? You know, those were questions that were asked as well, too. One of the things that he had stated last night, we've been talking with the YMCA because the YMCA is doing their visioning process as well right now too. So we're comparing notes and data, trying to figure out if there's some overlap there between those two projects. If there is, you know, what does that look like? Is it something, you know, where the YMCA is providing the competitive swimming pool and the city of McCook provides a leisure swimming pool? You know, what does that look like? So that was the discussion last night. And I tried to just kind of let Kyle lead all that. So tonight he'll be coming back in. I'm sure we'll be discussing that survey and then also probably mentioning, you know, possible designs, you know, things that people might like to see, kind of continuing to work through those processes.
Starts tonight where again?
Over at the council chambers at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock tonight.
Okay. So they had 2,186 surveys returned.
Okay.
And the question was asked if somebody could see it, and it's like, yeah, it's online. It's on the city's website, right?
Right.
So if you want to see the results of it, you can go online and look at that.
And it's on our Facebook page, too.
It's on Facebook?
Yeah.
And then, but it's not color. It's black and white, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that I think it would probably.
You can still see the numbers and figure that out. So,
all right. Consent agenda. Anything pulled for discussion there?
Item G.
Item G.
So that was the toy box that they are going to be running that event again. And last year they did because of COVID, they kind of did a small version of it. But I think they're going to go back to the regular deal. And last night they said that they need help. Barb said she needs younger help. So I don't know what that is. I'm assuming that leaves me out. But I think the average age was mainly retired people that have been helping. Right. So they said really could use some younger people, maybe a young group, if they could get together and help set it up. So we did approve that. They'll be using the auditorium again. That's a great thing for our community. It for those kids that are disadvantaged, they get a Christmas through Barb's work. So
all right, it's coming up again next month.
Next month.
All right.
Already.
And that was the only pretty much item there on the
right. That's the only
consent agenda
was taken off of there.
I see. Snow and ice removal.
Yeah, I think we probably timed that perfectly. So we had our first snow, and then we had it on there afterwards. So that means probably no more ice or snow. We'll take the rain, but preferably not ice or snow.
Swimming pool, ice, and snow, they go together.
There you go. They certainly do.
And one thing that I probably should note, item B, we've been talking about this internally for a little while as far as where we were at. We had the lowest congregate meal rate as well as the lowest curbside meal rate of any senior center facility that provided food in our region. And there were some suggestions that were being made to Beth, and also we were kind of looking at the last time we had done an update as far as increasing the rate. The suggested prices were $3 for a congregate meal. That's a voluntary donation, and then $3.25 if you wanted to have Meals on Wheels. And like I said, with COVID, that's really changed the amount of meals that we've delivered over the years. So the council was asked to consider a 50-cent raise, bumping that up from $3 and $3.25 to $3.50 for congregate and $3.75 for delivery. We hadn't raised our rates for 10 years, and we were kind of going through looking at that, just thinking, oh my goodness gracious, we probably aren't even in the ballpark compared to where these other communities are. And so that was an item that was bumped up just to make sure that we were taking into consideration the costs increases that we've seen. Our food costs have gone through the roof here over the last few years. And so we need to try to make sure that we're making up for that difference, as well as other additional costs as well, too. So, unfortunately, inflation is here, and we got to figure out some way to try to work around those things. And the last thing that we try to do is offset those costs by increases, but in this particular case, there really wasn't any other choice. We were needing to make sure that we were updating our policy to reflect what our reality was over at the senior center with the expenses that we were seeing. So,
all right. We move on to the regular agenda. Authorize the City of McCook staff to distribute the interlocal agreement establishing the Southwest Nebraska Municipal Land Bank to other potential members for the review, comments, and suggestions.
We've been working on this for a little while. And then Nathaniel actually, it would have been Nathaniel and Lisa Shiflett over at the law office. They drafted a proposed interlocal agreement, and we had discussed this at the prior council meeting. The land bank is designed to help communities generate funds to try to remediate abandoned houses, dilapidated houses, those kinds of things. And it's not just a McCook issue. Anywhere you go around Nebraska, you're going to find communities that are having these kind of problems. And the state legislature recognized this and realized that we need to be able to have some arrows in our quiver that would help us out trying to figure out how to work through these problems. And so one of the things that the legislature has done to try to help is to allow for the creation of the land banks, which is a conglomeration of communities, and it needs to be at least two. We're talking to probably about 20 communities, I would assume, maybe even more. I'm not even sure how many Nathaniel and Lisa have contacted. But the communities are able to go ahead and raise revenue through a number of different sources. They have the ability to go ahead and raise it through fees, which is something that we've got in our interlocal agreement. Each community would go ahead and pay a fee. We were kind of thinking maybe $5 a person per capita per community. And then also there are private donations that have come into those communities that have already created a land bank, as well as philanthropic organizations that have contributed. So your Peter Kiewitz and those type of organizations have contributed. And so by doing so and creating that initial fund, and with the legislation the way that it's set up, we would have the ability to actually cut through some of the red tape that we can't cut through right now when we're trying to do these abatement projects, trying to clean up some of these properties. Also, it would allow us to collect property tax at 50% of the valuation for a period of 5 years. So hopefully we can continue to, after that improvement is made, that goes on to our role for a period of 5 years to help us try to recoup some of those costs that we've incurred as a result of the remediation process. We're hoping at some point in time this becomes self-sufficient. But we had to figure out, and it's kind of fallen on the city of McCook. We've kind of taken the lead on this. We've talked to North Platte, Ogallala, Lexington, Holdridge, Broken Bow, other communities. They all seem to be interested in wanting to join. And so we've had Nathaniel kind of spearhead this and take the lead and draft the interlocal agreement. We're going to send that agreement out to all the communities that have expressed an interest in joining us so that way they can take a look at it. They can offer their suggestions. Nate and Lisa and Leanne and I, we sat down and looked at everything and kind of got a feel for what we felt comfortable with. Now we'll send it out to everybody else. They can kind of give us their input on what they see. I'm sure that they probably will see something that we missed, but having that many eyes on there, I think, is probably going to help through the process.
How many other communities are you looking at or you know of?
That would be a Nathaniel question. I would say probably, I mean, you could go all the way from here up to Broken Bow and then west to Ogallala and east to Lexington. I think that's who Nathaniel's spoken with. And it's not just, you know, the larger towns like the McCooks and the North Platts and the Lexingtons. We've had conversations with you know, small towns as well, too, and they seem very interested. We all have the same issues. Trying to figure out how to deal with those nuisance properties has been a real bugaboo for everybody over these years. You know, you could just drive around and take a look at those properties. We get those phone calls all the time over at our office, people that are concerned about the neighborhood, you know, and you know, deflation of home values and things like that. And so we've been trying to figure out a way to maybe address those. And we've been very aggressive here in McCook. We've got a problem resolution team that tries to work with property owners. We've utilized stabilization program funds over the years to try to help remove some of these issues in blighted areas. The health board, they'll convene to try to go through and figure out if you know, these properties are in bad condition and if we can't get the property owners to help maybe do some work. We've used ACE funds to try to knock down houses. We've used general fund dollars to try to offset those expenses. But it's a never-ending issue. So we're hoping maybe we can bite off a little bit more than what we have been able to by doing something like this.
All right. Next up, direct City of McCook personnel to research the possibility of the future annexation of outlying properties.
Right. This is just a kind of a technicality to give the staff direction from council to start researching this. And so we've asked them to bring back a report, and I think we set the date as January 3rd. They'll take a look at this. There's a lot to this. They'll have to go to the Planning Commission. I guess you won't have to go to the Planning Commission, but the Planning Commission will be brought in on this and take a look at this. We haven't, I don't know, last time we talked about this, it's a long, long time ago. So it's time to take a look and see if there's anything that we need to change.
Next up, consider an ordinance repealing a section on tobacco possession by minors unlawful of the city of McCook Code ordinance to harmonize with state law.
So we have a tobacco possession ordinance on the books. It differs from the state statute, which actually requires the usage, not just possession of the tobacco in order to initiate and enforce. One of the things that's popped up here recently, because of maybe some of the changes that we've seen in the legislature, there was a push to have the city of McCook or municipalities bear the responsibility for paying for the attorney's fees for juveniles that were charged with these kinds of cases. And that was an expense that we probably can't incur. That's probably more than what we want to put towards legal. And so basically what we did was redacted the old ordinance that we had. And I know Nathaniel has said that he spoke with Paul Wood. The state statute can still be a statute that a ticket gets written underneath. So that way, you know, there is some teeth, you know, on the criminal side, if that's the direction that you know, maybe a case would go. But for us, it probably went beyond the scope of what we were comfortable doing. Like I said, we don't budget to pay for a juvenile's attorney when they go in for a court hearing. We don't have the money to do that. And so we thought that probably it would make more sense to have the county go ahead and prosecute under state statute. They do contract with Ryan Wilcox as the public defender, so they do have somebody that they could go ahead and run those cases through.
All right, we move on. Last but not least, we're final agenda item here, approving the McCook Chamber of Commerce request, city facilities for the Christmas celebration on Saturday, December 4th.
Yeah, they actually, the times and stuff that were on here are a little bit different because they're going to bring Santa Claus in a little bit later in the day and then use the band shell. They're trying to get live music lined up and they'll have the light parade. So it's going to be quite a day full of events, and it's really nice to see things happening again. You know, I think they're talking about trying to light up the park and do a bunch of different events. So we definitely support that, and it doesn't seem possible that we're talking Christmas celebrations already, but it's right around the corner.
So that's everything should be a go with that.
Yeah.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool event. So it'll be the light parade on December 4th, and we always appreciate that the radio station's willing to go ahead and put that on. So thank you to Rich and Brian and the entire crew here at KICX, and we are looking forward to maybe adding on to it a little bit. I was on the Chamber Christmas Committee, and I volunteered my wife to serve on there for me. So she actually has this picture of a Hallmark Christmas in her mind. And so Brandy and Sarah and some other people have kind of been working through that. So they've been talking about carriage rides that evening around Norris Park.
Be cool.
And they were talking about having maybe the vocal choir, the high school choir, come in and do some songs. And they were talking about having the dance troupe come in and do a snippet from the Nutcracker Suite. Mm-hmm. I know they were talking about maybe having some carolers. I think that they've been talking to Don Harps maybe to see if he'd be able to come down and have his group do that. And then maybe tie it into some things downtown, maybe having Santa Claus make an appearance downtown as well, too, if the businesses are interested and participating in that, and just making a night of it all the way up and down north. So
cool.
Very exciting, and I appreciate the fact that my wife was willing to go ahead and do that stuff, because I am not a Hallmark Christmas kind of guy. So
come on, Nate.
Hey, you know what? I watched plenty of them, but I don't think that I've got I don't know. I was chuckling last night. I don't think that I'm really good at the romantic stuff. So that probably needs to fall in somebody else's court. That's just the probably best for everybody. So
he's selling himself short, isn't he, Mayor? He is.
I can tell you the plot line to all those movies, because I've seen three of them, and I think that they're all pretty much the same. But
there's supposed to be a bunch of new ones on this.
Oh, good. Season. I can't wait.
Yeah, there's
I'm sure that probably I'll be having a little I'll probably be watching some of those as well, too.
I think there's 41 movies this year.
41? I knew there was. I heard there was a couple of new ones. So.
And Michelle watches every one of them.
Every one
Yeah, Sarah and the girls absolutely love Hallmark movies, so it's pretty cool that they do that.
Yeah, we moved over to Norris House, one of the first things we talked about that first winter when the snow come down, all the Christmas lights were up. It really is like a postcard over there.
It is.
So it's really a beautiful spot. So it's great that they're going to enhance that for the citizens, and for maybe it'll bring some people in to see it.
Council comments, anything there?
Gina just talked about entrance signs. About having a report next time about entrance signs and what
columbarium.
Columbarium. Yeah, so that was really about the end of it. And then we talked a little bit about the Halloween thing. So.
Okay, sure. Next city council meeting coming up on the 15th?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yep. 15th. Anything in between?
We got a meeting tonight, the pool committee meeting tonight, and I thought we might have a planning commission meeting, but I don't think we're going to have it this month. It might be the next month that we might have the planning commission meeting, but lots of things going on. We've got the auditors over at the office right now. They're working away, and so we're trying to work through that, and we've got some SRF loan documents that we're trying to work through on our end, trying to tie the West 5th and East 14th projects, as well as an East 1st project and a South Street project. into low interest loan through the revolving fund. So working through some of that stuff. And just this time of the year, there's a lot of things going on. Once the calendar turns, the fiscal year turns from September 30th to October 1st, it is almost kind of a mad dash to get out of the starting blocks and try to get some of the things done that we've set for ourselves. So like we were talking about the annexation stuff, that was something that we've had on the radar for a little while. We wanted to make sure that we had that in front of the council so they could tell us to start moving on a review of that to determine whether it's something that we want to do or not, and where there might be locations where we'd want to consider in the future. And those are always questions that we kind of monitor, but we appreciated the council giving us some direction on that. And then just lots of stuff in general. It just it never ends.
So. Never ends. Nope. Never does.
Lots of stuff.
Hopefully never ends.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah.